current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to News Right Now, Coercive Measures. On May 15, 2019, a law to ban the wearing of the khimar, or headscarf, in Austrian primary schools passed the National Council's hurdle. The coalition government launched its legislative initiative in the fall of 2018 when the Prime Minister said, quote, "The veiling of small children is definitely not something for which there should be space in our country," end quote. And as expected, Prime Minister Sebastian Kurz received strong support from the former Vice Chancellor and former leader of the Austrian Freedom Party. The law stipulates that, quote, "To ensure the best possible progress and development for all pupils' personalities, they are prohibited from wearing ideologically or religiously influenced clothing, which is associated with the covering of the head, until they finish the school year in which they complete the age of 10," end quote. Notably, the law targets Muslims, excluding Jewish and Sikh children that also cover their head as part of their religions. On the one hand, they applaud the Austrian constitution as creating the traditional framework for a multi-ethnic society, particularly regarding the safety of small ethnicities in the light of the history of Austria's Habsburg Empire, while the current policy of integration undermines this very claim. The irony is that Western nations that are built on the notion of equality and freedom are the most restrictive against Islam, to the point of coercion and penalties. These laws prove the hypocrisy of Western ideals and their inability to create a stable and cohesive society. They further remind Muslims of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, وَلَن تَرُضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَ حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, and never will the Jews or Christians approve of you until you follow their religion. Surah Baqarah, Ayah 120. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.